moved. And I was thinking about some things today in my life over a course. And when I tell stories, you know, I mean, the Bible tells us to tell about the glorious things God does for us in the Bible. It's being a witness. So when I tell my stories, some people, I've had people, you tell too many stories. And I'm like, well, Jesus told stories, parables. You know, he told stories and different things. I said, it's not stories. I said, if you go to a church service, and I was trying to help them, and somebody's telling their story, you say, and you can't receive nothing from them either. I said, because you're looking at it as a story. I said, to him or her, if they are right, is a testimony. It is a testimony of what God has done. I said, in your unbelief, in wherever you go to church, when they tell a story, can stop you from receiving revelation from the Lord. I said, when you ever do get testimonies, you will have to tell it. I said, you can't help it. When God does something for you, he lines up opportunities for you and everything. I said, so, you know, why I'm saying all that is, you know, don't take it as stories. It is for God's glory. God gets the glory for what I say when I minister of my life. But I was thinking about things, you know, and like Mac, now animals, I won't put an animal on, I'll call a dog pound. I'm not taking them in at my house. Now, but I am compassionate with animals. I take care of them. But in a lot of that, I was really making a spiritual parallel against sickness and disease. Get! And when it comes, don't be moved. But see, God's Word, I was really kind of bringing that in there, you know, when the oppression tries to come to us. Get! Voice it. Get out of here. I'm not receiving that, you know. But if we just give in and we say, well, it just don't feel good, that we're accepting that. That's that. We're saying, well, this is just Monday. It's just the way it is. No, we're not to be moved. The Lord spoke to me today. He said, a scripture, and Beth, she's going to put it up there, 1 Timothy, that's 6. I don't know if you had it. But he spoke this scripture to me today. It says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. But the word fight the good fight stuck out to me, and I started just meditating on it. And the Lord said, he said, did you know that when you put my word first place and final authority, and you're going to stand on that, he said, that's what fighting is. He said, you're fighting. He said, that is the fight of faith. It's not, you know, like carnally thinking, you know, you can't come against these things in the natural. You know, but faith is a force. And whenever we take God's word and put it, I'm still endeavoring to do it. I'm still endeavoring to put God's word first place in final authority. First thing I turn to and last thing that I'm going to believe is the Word of God, you know. But I thought about it. I thought faith is a good fight. Now, I've won many, many battles through faith. It works. It works for whoever uses it. Just like you used it tonight, come to the house of the Lord. We could have been anywhere. We could be in bars. We could be at home. We could be watching Gunsmoke. You know, but we chose to come. That was fighting. That's a part of the fight of faith. You know, and it comes natural once our mind is made up. Once our mind is made up that we're going to, Travis calls it live a good life. I'm going to live a good life. In other words, I'm going to stay in faith. When we make our mind up, the enemy loses strength in our life. The flesh begins to lose strength in our life. And the power of God begins to empower us. See, you can walk in faith. When you walk in faith and exercise faith, before you know it, faith is just coming to you. It's just common ground to you. When you're out of it, you're miserable. You're like, man, I got to get in faith. This don't cut it right here. Praise God. Because faith. There's joy in faith. Faith activates the fruits of the Spirit in us. Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, and all of these things. See, but when we're out of faith, we're in the wrong spirit. We're in fear. We're in, and you know, and the Lord, He was telling me, He said, if you don't fight, you'll never win. What does that mean? If you've got unforgiveness, get rid of it. Ask God to, that's fighting the good fight. See, we think it's just getting our light bill paid. No, it's walking in love. The Bible says that we are to bear one another. You know what that means? Put up with us. Put up with each other. Long suffering. Love one another. And we do. This church is notorious for putting up with me. I'll put it me. Walking in love. See, faith works by love. Faith works. Faith is energized by love. The Bible says, do unto others as they would have them do unto you. You know, if I know Teresa really don't like something I'm going to do around the house, I won't do it. Although I really want to do it. Why? Because love is not self-seeking. Love considers others. You know, and I'm just making an example of that. And I try to practice that. If I'm at Johnny's house or something and I know he don't like something, I won't do that. Although I really want to do it. Why? Because I know that Johnny don't like that, and I'm going to do unto others as they would have them, as I would have them do unto me. See, now we think this is just a little bitty simple thing, but this is profound, and it actually, when we walking in love like that, then our faith for our stuff works, our faith for our marriage works, our faith for spiritual growth works, our faith for money works. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, I said, if I walk in love, people will, I mean, I was notorious. People just didn't mess with me. It wasn't because I was bad. I presented myself as a lion, I reckon. Little bitty guy, but I would hurt people, you know, if I needed to. But when I got born again, I thought, man, if I walk in love, I'm going to be a sissy. Because my thinking of love, you know, because I'd seen, I mean, there's this one guy out on Straight Mountain back. This dude would give you slobbering kisses on the cheek and stuff. He wasn't funny or nothing, you know, I mean. I mean, you have to wipe the slobber off, man. He'd just pull you up, and I thought, man, I'm not going to walk in love. I'm not going to go around kissing men on the cheek and the forehead. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you'd see him walking across Piggly Wiggly Park. I'd go the other way. Man, he's going to grab you up and kiss you, man. Why don't you come to church? Well, no, nah, man. But see, that was just his expression of love. See, everybody don't do that. I don't do it. I ain't seen Mac do it. I ain't seen none of y'all do it. If you do, it's fine. I mean, give people a holy kiss. Talk about it in the Bible. But love is a commitment. Love is not a feeling. Love is not an emotion. Love is in our heart by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says it's been shed abroad, poured out into our heart by the Holy Spirit. And we can walk in that love, and it causes, then when we read the Bible, see, you can have faith but have not love, and really it's no good. Faith without works is dead. Even Corinthians over there, he said, you can have faith to move mountains and have not love, and it's no good, he said. It's just no good. See, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by, you're going to gain faith tonight. You know why I know? Bible says faith comes by hearing. That's why you go to the house of the Lord, and when a right spirit is there and the word under the anointing, you'll gleam off of it. You'll get strengthened. It you know, I mean, that's the way the Holy Spirit is. That's why the enemy don't want people going to the house of the Lord. I told a guy the other day, he said, boy, COVID, just yesterday, I guess, maybe. He said, boy, COVID, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm telling you one thing, as for me, I said, this culture is not going to change my heart. This culture And people not going to the house of the Lord, I said, is not going to change my belief system because it is in the Bible. I said, and I'm going to go to my grave believing the Bible. Forsake not, giving, tithing, loving one another, assembling together, going into all the world. You know, I said, this culture or the church or people are not going. Listen, I've been in churches before where they was notorious for believing nothing. They believed they got saved. And then they believed the devil's on everything. The devil. Had me believing it until I started reading the Bible. And I'm thinking after that, I'm thinking, what the world, man? Why didn't they read their Bible? Man, it's in the Bible. I mean, I'm whipping devils at 6 months old in the Lord, probably earlier than that, because I found out in there that Jesus went to the cross and Jesus stripped him of all power and Jesus triumphed over him and Jesus gave me power. So I'm going around hunting devils. I mean, seriously. Somebody would say, well, I think they're possessed with the devil. I'd be like, let's go pray for them. Oh, let's go. No, I ain't going to get around them. Man, it might jump off on me. Had a lady one time in here. I'm talking about people's going to come in. People are going to come in, then they're going to be demon possessed. They're going to be deeply influenced by the devil in this last day. They give into it. They've yielded to it, and he's entered into them. And so I was preaching on it. I said, when they come in here like that, I said, we're going to cast out devils in here. Her hand went up. She was sitting about four traces of that. And I normally don't do that during preaching, you know, have a question-answer service, you know. But I thought, oh, well. And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, when you're going to do it, let me know. I'm getting out of here. What? She's going to get out of here. We casting out devils. She ain't going to be in here. Might get me. She's getting out of here. And I thought, nah, man. Nah, man. We ought to be like my church. What dude come up and he thinks he's Jesus. Wasn't it when he went like this? Anyhow, the deacons and all of them run and pounced him at the altar, man. They piled on him like tackling a guy with a football, praise the Lord. So that's the kind of deliverance I was seeing. I'm like, glory to God, let them come on in here. But God, we got some backup in here. We'll dive on what you don't need. You don't have to do that, you know. Just lay hands on them, cast it out, speak to it, you know. But they was convinced they coming out of this guy, praise the Lord. So I was kind of seen some of that going on. But I seen real devils in people. I had a dream one night, and now we're talking about not being moved. This devil that's causing so much trouble in the church, some churches, they gonna get to heaven and they're going to say, is that him? I mean, they're going to be like, is that him? Is that the one I was so afraid of? Is that the one that convinced me I couldn't have a good life? Is this the one? Because they're going to see him for what he is. Nothing. I had a dream one night and this guy's squealing like a pig and all kind of stuff. And I get up like this in my dream. I'm fixing to start fighting him, you know. And I woke up. I thought, man, that was a nightmare. I could feel it. My adrenaline was pumping, all that stuff. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said, fast and pray. Well, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I got to the jail that Sunday. I went to church. And then I go to the two jails after service. I went to the jail and I went to the county first, and then I got down to the city and this guy in there, he liked me and he wanted to address church, and I had no idea he gonna get out of jail and come to church, Mac. So, and so I said, well, I'll be right back. I said, I'll find out what that address is. So I go in there to that jailer lady, and I said, ma'am, I said, could I get your phone book? I said, a guy in here is wanting to address the church. She said, it ain't that guy in there, that last one in there? And I said, well, yeah. She said, She said, right before you came in, he was squealing like a pig. That was my dream. And I stood there, I like fell out. I'm like, what? I said, tell me that again. He was squealing like a pig. I said, oh, yeah? I got the address, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to go cast the devil out of that sucker, man. He's going to get free today. Well, I went in there. Well, the Lord wouldn't allow it. He wouldn't allow it. That guy wouldn't. This guy actually stood over there. He told me what road I went across. I've never talked to him before other than the gospel. I don't tell people in jail my address. They're just not going to get it. Not even my P.O. box. But he told me what road I came across. This wasn't in my message, but the Holy Spirit, somebody needs to hear it. This devil can influence you as a Christian. You've got to stay in a right spirit. If you don't yield to the right spirit all the time, you're yielding to one or two. But I'm a Christian. It don't matter. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. That means he's talking to Christians there. You can tell the world that. Don't give the devil no place. No, I ain't having nothing to do with the devil. They're living for him. See, and they're thinking, so he's not talking. He's talking to Christians. Give no place to the devil. Well, that guy told me what road he come across and what road I came across, and he told me he put a cat in my mailbox. And I'm like, dude, ain't no cat in my mailbox. And then all of a sudden, this dude melts into liquid. See, some of y'all can't believe that. I saw it with my own eyes. And then he goes back up in front of me. And I went bam against the wall. Like that, you know. And then all of a sudden the Lord said, I'm with you. And when he did, peace came on me. Then I come off of that wall. Fear. It frightened me. I mean, it honestly frightened me. You know. A boldness rose up then when he said, I'm with you. Then a boldness rose up, and I went up to the bars, and he backs up. And I said, come over here, man. I said, come on over here. And he's talking in this demonic voice, and he's telling me. He said, I can run so fast that smoke comes out of my hair. Blah, blah, blah. I said, come over here, and I'm going to cast you out. I said, come on. Come over here, man. Let me pray for you. But I wasn't talking to him, talking to that devil. He wouldn't come over there. And I left and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I said, I'm sorry that I didn't fast and pray like you told me. That this guy, I left and this guy is still bound with that devil because I did not fast and pray like you told me to. See, that's why we as a church, we walk in love. We endeavor to walk in love. We choose. It's not something you feel. I appreciate all of you coming tonight. I feel pretty good. We're growing. Growing on Wednesday night. I really feel good about that. I honestly do. It makes me feel good. On the inside, in my spirit, praise the Lord. And we can outgrow Sunday morning. All we got to do is invite them. Next time, invite her to church. Hallelujah. That girl, if you run across her again, invite her. We want her here. Because there's one place that you can come into, a place like this where there is a corporate anointing. There's more than one person's anointing that is in this place. That anointing does what? Lifts burdens. Destroys yokes. Drives back demons. Bible says one puts 1,000. Two puts 10,000. Some of these churches around here, and I'm not naming no names or judging, they're scared of the devil. Had a lady come here, and I believe she was demon-possessed. She's walking on the street down there, wanted me to pray for her. So I said, well, come on up there, go over to that church over there. And I went over there, and there were two pastors over there, one from another church and one from that church. That church don't exist anymore, neither one of them. And I told them, I said, see that lady coming down the road? Yeah. I said, y'all got any anointing oil in there? Because I'm thinking one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000, each three of us. I thought, there's no way this lady's going to stay bound here in Bluntsville. Not with us three guys. And he turns around and he said, oh, she can't come in my church. I said, what? I said, what did you just say? Oh, she can't come in my church. This woman's caused trouble everywhere. I said, are you serious right now? I said, that church don't belong to you. I said, did God tell you to come pastor? Yeah. I said, then who says it's yours? Well, am I right or what? Right? We're here to serve the Lord. We're here to set the captives free, right? We're here to cast out devils. We're here to lay hands. We're here to preach the gospel. We're here to preach the word of God. We're here to administer the word of God. We're here to develop all of us spiritually, right? I mean, when we get up and start out, Satan ought to start moving. He ought to start saying, oh God, this is not good. I walked in Lucky's down here today. And I looked over at that cashier. I said, I'm going to go in here and get me a $3 Coke. I walked back there, and I'm just being funny, really. I walked back there and got me one of them lemon teas, whatever it is, citrus lemon tea. Yeah, and I come back, and I set that thing up there, and she rung it up, and she said, that'll be $3. I said, man! I said, I shouldn't have said that. She said, you know what happened to me? And I said, no, what's happened to you? She said, I got two little kitty cats. She said, and I come to work, and I was worried about them all day, and I was telling them all day, I got to get home. I hope they're not gnawing down my furniture, you know. And she said, and I got home, they gnawed my couch all up. I said, you called it. I said, I called it $3. I said, you called that. She said, I did, didn't I? I said, you sure did. I said, we got to watch what we call. We call ourselves anointed. We call ourselves highly favored of the Lord. That's fighting the good fight, you know. I mean, it's not what our mind says, you know, that we just run around here just quoting the word all the time. Nothing wrong with that. But it's taking a stand in here on the word of God that you're going to prosper, that you're going to do the will of God, that you're going, and He enables you to do it. And let me tell you something. This world can go make money without God and got good jobs without God, but His riches are enduring. His riches are enduring. They're not just riches. They got the blessing on them. They got the blessing. I told the guy today, he said, man, I just love you. I love you, Brother Scotty. And I said, well, I love you too, man. I said, he's a friend of mine, been a long time. You know, we got talking, you know, and he said something about things happening. Oh, he said, joy of the Lord's our strength. I said, you got that right. See, and I told him, I said, and you know what? Faith activates that joy. I said, because it's in Galatians 5:22. I said, that's why me and you are happy this morning, joyful this morning. Even though things ain't going just the way we want, we got the joy, 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 joy down in our heart to stay. Something like that. Y'all remember that old song? Woo, them songs mean something to me. They did back there right after I got born again. I wasn't singing them old hymn books, the old Ship of Zion. I mean, after I got born again, I sang them old hymns. I'm singing them unto the Lord. I'm like, whoo, yeah, I'm on that ship, that Zion ship, getting out of here when He comes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, to some that are carnal, they've maybe just been born again. It's just a good song, and that's the only time they can be happy. But we can take that song and have joy all day long with it, just like we in the church. But you know what? The devil ain't got nothing on God's people. I was telling him, we was talking a little bit, and he said, yeah, I bought me a tractor, blah, blah, blah. We got to talking. I said, yeah, I bought one. And I told him the story about my LS, you know. I give God glory for that. I mean, God give me wisdom. And it was going to cost right at $10,000. To fix that tractor, and the Lord give me, he said, well, you asked the Lord for wisdom. I said, nah, really I didn't. I said, because I asked the Lord to give me wisdom in the book of James years ago. I said, I asked Him, I said, and according to Mark 11:22, when I asked Him down there years ago, His wisdom come in me, and He's added as I need it. I said, all I had to do was acknowledge Him. What do, Lord? I have Your wisdom. Praise God, and here it is. Hallelujah. And I told him, I said, you know what I did? I said, it cost me $20 to fix that. He rebukes the devourer. I told him, I said, I'm a tither. Well, I went on them forums and all of them cussing farmers in there that ain't got saved yet. Theirs are still sitting at their barn, broke down, can't afford the $7,000 to get it fixed. So they're just fixed, using whatever they can do to get by, poor guys. I went in there and told a bunch of them how to fix the junk. But I told him, I said, yeah, I said he rebukes the devourer for tithers. I said, I've been tithing for a long time. I said, and it works. I said, it don't work for everybody. You don't have to tithe. People say you come under a curse, you're cursed with a curse. He was talking to them over in Malachi. Jesus was the open window. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the life. And then a guy told me one time, he said, well, we don't go by all of that back in the Old Testament. I said, what are you going to do with that word? Jesus said, I come not to do away with the law, but it might be fulfilled through me. So what you going to do with that one? I said, the Bible is the Word of God. I said, from Genesis to Revelation to me. I said, and I'm going to use whatever the Holy Spirit quickens to me from Genesis to Revelations. And I'm not going to listen to people like you that don't do. You quote Psalms 91, but you tear out Malachi 3. Well, I mean, yeah. I said, I'm sorry, man. I said, I'm not going to be changed. I said, I'm not going to change the Word. I'm not going to change it. God said, He's the Lord our God, and He changes not. Jesus said in Hebrews, He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I said, and Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because they're one. Hallelujah. So see, that's why it's so important, the Word of God, for me and you to meditate on the Word of God, to get the Word of God, get it settled what Jesus said about finances. Get it settled. And then if you just ain't got the strength to do it, just keep believing Him you're going to be able to do it. Just keep confessing. Always do those things that are pleasing to the Father. Just say it. Confess it over yourself. Confess it over yourself. And just confess it. Before you know it, you'll be like, oh, I can do it. I can do why. Faith comes. Faith comes. So the enemy, if you are not very careful, I'm not telling you to be afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him one bit. I double dog dare him to attack me. He does it anyways, Mac. I double dog dare you to attack this church. The Bible, well, I shouldn't say that. Well, don't the Bible say the gates of hell can't prevail against it? This revelation, what? Jesus died on the cross, came on, greater is He that is in us. If God be for us, who can be against us? These things have got to be in me and you, and then we're not afraid to attack the church. I've told him before, you know what, idiot? You should have went down there somewhere where they didn't have no faith. We're going to make you pay double for our trouble. He works for me. What he means for bad? God works all things, turns around. Turns around, right? That's fighting the good fight. Well, if I just had the faith that you got, you got it. Well, I don't feel like it. That's why you don't walk in it. I done told you, faith is not a feeling necessarily. Faith is a stance on God's Word. Whatever God's Word says, that's what you're going to believe. You choose to believe that. And then when something comes to contradict it, you say, not today, devil. I ain't got time for you, devil. Teresa been playing it all evening. I ain't got time for you, devil. Jesus lives in me. His Word lives in us. Give me that next scripture, Beth, please. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you what? Richly. Richly. I mean, that stuck out to me. I'm like, I've read that and read that and read that and read that. Well, you know, I mean, I can do good till somebody shoots me a bird. Richly. I can do good till they cut me off in traffic, tell my husband. That dead. He does good. And Jesus going on. Then he gets on my ever living nerve. He said, let it dwell in you richly. Right? The Bible says, overcome evil with good. Teresa hardly ever gets on my nerves, but when she does, I try to do some good deed. Why? If the word is dwelling in me richly, the Bible says, bear up one another's burdens, right? It says to love one another, right? Well, if that's really in there, but you know what? You know what? Grapes, you really don't see the fruit until you put it under pressure. Then here comes the grape juice out. You can look at that thing, wonder what that tastes like, that grape. Wonder what that tastes like. You ain't gonna ever know. Smash it and see. See, what I'm saying is, if the Word of God is in there, the pressure will only bring out the victory. I'm telling you. It might not happen right that second, but that's why you got to take a stand. You got to take a stand of faith. And not just use it every now and then, but take a stand of faith. I made up my mind that I would never be broke again another day in my life. I'm getting tired of hearing that. Well, use it and you won't get tired of it. It'll get down in you and you'll be like, good Lord, whoo, we're all rich. Now I know what he was talking about. Good Lord, this is down in my toes, it feels like. I'm going to be wealthy. I don't know how I'm going to be wealthy. That's what happened to me. I'm a money magnet. Well, see, there he goes. No, I was saying that when it seemed like money was fleeing away from me. I couldn't win for losing. But I still kept that stand. I took a stand of faith, Mac. Let God, the Bible says, I'm blessed going in, blessed go. That's fighting the good fight. That's letting that word dwell in you richly when it feels like you want to turn around and run. When it feels like you want to turn away from the Lord because it looks like nothing's working, that's being moved. We got to be where we're not moved. Satan wants people, his people, running from any little bit of pressure. And I'm not talking about get out of your house and run, but just, you know, somebody getting on your nerves, just let them have it right quick. That's what running means. Sometimes I just get tired of eating. Anybody get tired of eating? A few of you. No, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I get tired of eating, man. Just tired of eating. Nothing I want. Just nothing I want. But you know what I eat, Johnny? Because I know I'll get weak physically. Sometimes I don't feel like eating. But I eat anyways because I know that I got to get them nutrients. Well, you know it's the same way spiritually? Same way in the spirit realm. You get weak spiritually, you get weak. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily injury or trouble. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? See, that's what you're doing tonight. And I mean, I've heard Christians over the years, I hate to read. I hate to read, but I've noticed they read that Reader's Digest back under the newspaper. I mean, they go pay 50 cents for the newspaper and read it for hours. And I'm like, thought you didn't like to read. Well, I mean, the newspaper, oh, it's just the Bible. And now we come on up here on Facebook Live. Facebook, man. You know, people, I've heard it over the years. I don't like to read. You got Facebook? Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to keep up with everybody. And... that manwich mix. See, what I'm saying by that is the enemy's got them deceived. Don't like to read, but whatever you want to read. See, the flesh don't want to read. That's your flesh. That's your flesh man. Your spirit man, the stronger he gets, the more he wants to meditate on the things of God. I'm running a bulldozer today, and I'm saying, thank you, Lord, today for your anointing for me to dig this pun, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, God, for me to do this. Thank you, Lord, for my dozer. Thank you, Lord. And all of that, you know, and he spoke a scripture to me. When I got done talking, he said, I keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because they trust in me. Not just our mind stayed on him, but it's because we're trusting in him. And more light comes. The Bible says that strong meat belongs to those who have their senses exercised that they know good and evil. A lot of God's people today, and I'm not being judgmental or critical, but don't let it be us. If you're watching by faith, don't be illiterate about the Bible. Because the more knowledge you have of God's Word, the more that it opens you up to hear the leading of the Holy Spirit, to discern what is good and evil. That is why, I mean, we send our kids to school. Why? The government requires that they don't stay stupid. Aubrey, she's telling me here a while back, Mac, because she made a couple of grades. But Papa, I don't know if I'm going to pass. I said, you're going to pass. I said, you're going to pass to the third grade because Jesus is going to help you pass to the third grade. Well, you know what? She come in, Papa, I passed. I said, I told you Jesus was going to help you pass. Wow, I believe it. I believe Jesus is with her. I believe Jesus goes to school with her. I believe the angels are in the school with her. I believe that they're watching over her. I believe that no weapon's formed against. Why? That Bible says it, and I'm going to fight her battles for her till she gets to where she's fighting them herself. I forgot what Aiden said the other day. He said something about the devil. Oh, yeah. He's five. Devil told me to do it. I said, boy, I said, I wouldn't the devil tell you to do that now. He said, the devil, he devil. He blame it on the devil. Let the devil get spanked, not me. But I'm thinking, well, Teresa's been teaching Aubrey about thoughts. Teaching her about what's the devil and not. How many knows every thought you have is it comes from somewhere? Devil can give you thoughts. What's the use in going to church? I've heard that a million times. What's the use in pastoring? What's the use? Those are demonic thoughts. What do you do with those? Where'd you get that from? 2 Corinthians 3. Casting down imaginations. See, what if you didn't know that word? Oh, God, yeah, what is the use, man? I worked all day, God, a bum. Well, just give in to that carnal. I mean, just give in to it because you don't know. Don't know there's a spiritual aspect. You might as well get out of here, devil. You picked the wrong church. You picked the wrong one. We going to fulfill what God... I've already went way past the vision that I really had for myself. You know? God, he does exceedingly, abundantly, above, greater than we can think or ask, the Bible says, according to the power that works in us. But you know what? When you're dealing with folk, the Bible says, whatever you do unto one of his little ones, you do to him. So you got to keep that forefront too. That's not a negative word. That is a positive word, you know. And so, I mean, I try to do everything in this church to appease every one of y'all. I do. I mean, I consider everybody. I try to consider everybody. But they, some of y'all, just your past limits. But what do? Love one another. Endure one another. Put up with one another. asked the Lord one time, I said, how long have I got to put up with these babies with mustaches? Not you, Johnny. You're either Nemo. Mac ain't got, yeah, you do, not you. He said, as long as it takes. He said, I never gave up on you. He said, and don't you ever give up on nobody. He said, and the ones that makes it, he said, will be because of your endurance with them. He said, and you're laying up crowns in heaven. He said, there'll be oceans of people there when you get there. That'll be because of you and your connections here on the earth. Hallelujah. See, that's why I don't see a little church. Y'all ought to run around Bluffville. Good Lord, there's fire going on down there. What church you going to? That Faithway Christian Center. Man, it's on fire down there. Something going on down there. Something going on. And they'll be like, God, great more to go. Something's going on down there. Man, great more to go. But if we go around, oh God, come on to church with us if you can. We're going to Faithway. He sings too long. He's long-winded, but I mean, it's a good church. They ain't going to want to come. They're not going to want to come. I put on there when I invite people to church on Facebook. Sometimes I'll put on there, you know, we're a church on the move for the Lord. We're changing lives from nursery to the teenagers, praise God. Preaching the gospel all over the world. If you're looking for a church that's on the move for God, come on down to Faithway Christian Center, 260 Ashley Circle, Bluntsville, Alabama, where Jesus is changing lives. I don't know how they can't see that bottom part. I got to put it up top, Johnny. I got to use a little God's wisdom. Put it up top. Where Jesus is changing lives. And they'll be like, let me read that. Because a lot of times I go, that's the Scotty. Come on, let's see what happened to the police station. Y'all know about the plane that landed on the railroad track? It was on Facebook. I knew it. When it popped on, I'm like, they made it. They made it. Why don't they advertise the churches in there? Two got saved. 14 got baptized. Hallelujah. So don't be moved. Don't be moved by how you feel. Don't be moved by how people make you feel. You know, I mean, I can get around people and I feel certain ways. Hey, some people I would like to draw back and bust their teeth out at times. But I don't have to. They never know it. They never know. Why? None of these things move us. Paul said, none of these things. Roll your eyes around at your husband or your wife. Good Lord, you just give in. You just yielded to how you... Go slam the cabinet door. Get in there and spin out. I wanted to spin out yesterday. For some reason, Teresa said something, you know. It wasn't bad, it was me. I just wanted to get my truck, punch it out of there and do donuts around the tree and everything else. And then go out on the road and say, ah! Ah! Just let it out. See, now you keep that dog in. You keep that puppy hid. You keep that puppy at bay. Praise God. Don't ever yield to it. Because whatever we feed tends to get stronger. If you yield in the way of the Lord, you're going to get stronger in the Lord. You are growing. I'm telling you right now, you're growing. I don't feel like I'm growing. It don't matter what you feel. You're sitting under the anointed word. You're serving a God that takes you from faith to faith and glory to glory. You know, I told the Lord one time, I said, God, I'm preaching in the jails and the streets and all that, and I felt like I hadn't grew none, Mac. I felt like, man, everybody else is growing, and I'm teaching them how to grow. And God, I don't really see me growing spiritually, Lord. I mean, I know I'm not fighting and all of that stuff anymore, Lord. And the Lord spoke to me when I got done telling him that. He knew I wasn't complaining. I mean, I wanted to see more fruit. But the Lord told me, He said, you can't see. He said, everybody else sees it. He said, but you can't see. He said, I did it. He said, I did it where you wasn't getting pride. He said, I did it that way. He said, you're growing. He said, you're growing. He said, you're not. He said, look at yourself. And I thought, man, I really am changed. I really am. Well, one thing, the enemy too. So don't get discouraged. You know, if the enemy's telling you, oh, you're not changing, my marriage ain't getting no better, you just stay telling me he's a liar. Stay on the Word of God. Stay with your confession. Don't stagger. Call those things that are not the way you want them according to the Bible, and stagger not like Abraham. And the Bible says that Abraham believed God, and he didn't stagger, and he received the promise. The Bible, the Lord told me today, He said, my promises are in me, yes and amen. I said, I know, sir. He said, you got to keep preaching it. He said, because everybody don't know it yet. Some of y'all really ain't pondered that. Go home tonight and lay down and say, God, what does that mean? That's how you ponder. Your promises are in you, yes and amen. God, what does that mean, God? And you think about that and think about that and say, Lord, I know you're going to show me. You're going to show me. You seek and you'll find. I guarantee you, if He don't show you personally, you'll just have a desire to listen to somebody preaching, and they'll get on that and they will preach it. And you'll be like, glory to God, I'm going to be blessed going in, blessed going out. Hallelujah. My marriage is healed. And your husband comes in, he ain't changed a bit. What are you wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Oh, nothing, honey. Oh, I know something you don't, baby. Oh, something fixes to slap you. You slap me, and it'll be the last thing you do. I'm not talking about that. It's the Lord that's the anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, don't be moved. Don't be moved off the Word of God. And if you ain't never got on the Word of God, you ain't tasted and seen what we're talking about and what I'm talking about. See, if you ain't never really submerged yourself in the Word of God, going after Him, you ain't experienced what some of us get up here and you think is stories, and it's the power of God working in our life, and we know it. And He wants to do it for you. He wants to do it for your kids. I mean, I thank the Lord Jesus today for my grandkids will never know what it is not to know the kingdom. Not to know the kingdom. Why? Because they're put in the atmosphere. They're brought to the house of the Lord. They're put in the atmosphere at Grandma and Papa's house. We talk about, I told them last night, I said, I think we watched enough of that. I said, I think we need some preaching up in here. And Aiden, he says, Papa! Papa! They're watching some movie. He said, Papa. I said, well, that's enough cartoons. Need some preaching up in here. Need Papa. I didn't turn it on preaching. I was just messing with them, praise the Lord. But you know what? I'm going to bring Jesus up in the middle of their movie. I told Aiden, when you let him pray, he'll pray over that food boy. He'll turn it loose. 5 years old, pray God. He'll turn it loose. He prays about eating good and good snack afterwards and whatever he's play tomorrow and sleep good all night long. he'll turn it on, praise the Lord. But you know why? It's being put in him. I mean, it's being put in him. You take a 5-year-old that ain't been turned on to the things of God, they're going to spit and cuss you out and kick you on the chin. Call you old man. Guys, boy, and I'm going to close with this. Down there at my garden one time, I guess 10, 12 years ago, he's a little boy like Aiden, maybe 6. And he'd come over there, and I'm going to kick you. I said, don't kick me. I said, you're going to get it back. He'd draw back, kick me on the chin. When he did, I popped him right in the chin. Boom! I said, and his daddy's standing there. I said, I told you, boy. I said, come on back up here and kick me again. I said, kick me on the other leg. I thought, I'm going to teach him a lesson, you know. I believe the scripture over in Galatians 6:7 works for everybody. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever that man sows, so shall he. I shouldn't have did it, but hey, man, don't kick me on the chin. You're going to get a reaction out of me. Praise the Lord. And he said, you shouldn't have kicked him on the chin. I thought you ought to have that belt off and smoke him. You should have smoked him right there. Smoked him. And I said, well, you know, I believe just cause. I said, maybe he won't never kick nobody. I said, that hurts, man. Have you ever been kicked there? Yeah. I said, maybe that'll teach him a lesson. He won't never do it to nobody else. Us preachers ain't supposed to do that. Whatever. He's 25 years old, won't smack me and mama, and I'll be funny for you. That's just a natural reaction, praise God. I'm crucified with Christ, though, and we'll believe they're not going to do it, praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father,